Aye, absolutely. Gutted for him. Gutted for us. We know that Patrick is the most talented player in the country. Seen the impact he had on the game in the first half. He's so important and he's got such a love for this club. People that don't know him see this creative, brilliant footballer, technically brilliant footballer, but I can assure you this means more to him than anybody being successful at this club. And although he's going to be out for the foreseeable future, he'll have a huge impact around the club and in the dressing room. But we'll see what the plan is now with the specialists over the next day or two.
Cameron Donegan this week has signed a new deal. How important was that to get over the line?
Aye, Cameron's, we've seen since his arrival at the club how important he's been to the team. And we're thrilled that he's in his peak years now. He's an absolutely outstanding footballer. He's one of the most complete players in the league. He has a touch of everything. Certainly when he's in our team, he gives us a new dynamic, and really excited, and I'm delighted that he sees his future here.
Galway are up next. They're a team that took 4 points from you this year. You'll be hoping to take three from them.
That's the plan. We know if we replicate how we played in the first half the other night, that we can beat anybody in this country, and that's what we'll be aiming to do. They're a very, very difficult team to play against. They've had a brilliant first half of the season back in the Premier Division. They were a Premier Division team playing in the First Division last year, so we're under no illusions how tough it's going to be. We've seen that already, and we just need to get ready and try and pick up a big 3 points again at home.
You've two good men at the helm down there, and Ollie Horgan and John Caulfield. Are you surprised of where they are sitting in the league?
No, I'm not surprised now, because as I said, they got to the semi-final of the FA Cup last year. Narrowly lost out in the semis. They had Premier Division players playing in the First Division, and they've got a really good structure in how they play, and it suits what they've got, and they're very, very hard to beat. They've taken points off all the top sides so far this year, and I'm sure that that'll continue, but hopefully we approach the game in the same manner as we done the other night and get a big one.
Thank you.